Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
San Francisco is putting on quite the show to welcome the massive Apex Summit with a laser light show, Gwen Stefani concert, and unusually clean streets. For more on this, we're joined live at the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. So, Phil, we were noting this morning the absence of some of the homeless people we normally see downtown.
That's right. That's right. I don't know if you heard it, but Gavin Newsom, the governor, was asked about was San Francisco, you know, going out of its way to clean itself up for the APEC meeting. And his answer is, yeah, of course they are. You know, that's the answer. We're having, I think that's a quote that we're going to be hearing a lot of, especially, you know, on conservative radio coming up, that, you know, San Francisco is such a disrepair, had to get out there and, you know, do special things to clean up. But the fact is, we special clean up just about every time there's a major event. Well, it goes back to, I remember, you know, when Dianne Feinstein was mayor and the Democratic convention was coming, she used it as an excuse to repave the streets, clean up the downtown. And that's when San Francisco was thought of as being a clean town. So now, yeah, they're out there in force. They've added shelter beds and they're moving them off, especially in the zone that surrounds the zone. You know, we've got the high level containment zone, then we've got the sort of lesser one that goes out to the ferry building, then we've got the high containment up at Nauville, then down at the financial district. But visually, yep, as far as anybody's going to be pointing a camera, they're trying to keep it clean.
And what a laser light show. We caught it this morning. I don't know if you've seen it. Ours were purple and green, but very nice.
Yeah, and that's cost about $150,000. That's put up by private money. You know, the cleanup's being done by the city, but a lot of the add-ons that we're seeing are being done by private money. And like you were talking about, the laser light show that's going from the sort of the ferry building area down Market Street. Meanwhile, there are people projecting protest signs onto the ferry building, stop bombing of children, ceasefire, referring to the situation in Gaza. That's where they're going to be hosting economic leaders tonight. And then we got Biden's fundraiser tonight at Clint Riley's building. That's where he's going to pick up $3 million in addition to coming to visit. I always like it when they sort of blend, you know, picking up cash while doing their job and so much money. It's an amazing thing. The economic conference brings in money from all directions.
But if you want favorable international press, having a couple of foreign journalists robbed at gunpoint ain't going to do it.
No, it's not. I'm going to tell you, it's not. But you noticed, you had the mayor on, I think it was yesterday afternoon, and she was talking, you know, about how quickly, I think she invited him to City Hall and is doing everything she can to help with that image. And, you know, the chances are that that's not going to necessarily make it worldwide, Eric. You know, we have the situation in Gaza. We have the I-10 meltdown in Los Angeles. There's plenty of things competing for attention right now. I do think that, you know, part of the news that might come out of this is that Bloomberg Wire is reporting that when President Biden gets together with Xi Jinping, the president of China, that there's talk of a possible agreement for China to crack down on the companies that make the ingredients that go into fentanyl as a way of, and that will make news locally and around the country and around the world.
Yeah, we'll be watching for that. Thanks so much, as always, Phil Mateer. And you can listen to this entire interview and past Phil Mateer interviews on the Odyssey app. And Phil will be back this afternoon at 5:30.
baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.